Hey guys, today's show brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your order, visit MackWeldon.com and use promo code MONSTER.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning. State their business, then vanish as quickly as they appear.
Are you ready for the sex girls?
Not that I believe in it, but I can see that. But these guys are dumb.
Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Birds are dinosaurs.
You're a dinosaur.
Birds? See, that hurts.
Because I
worry about my relevance.
Burned him good.
As a comedian. I started.
Oh, you started?
Yep.
Oh.
Gotcha again.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun. I don't know how we're going to pull this off in the live show where I just have to surprise you. Oh, by the way, Dave, we're at a show. You're like, what?
Huh? Oh, man.
It'll look like Gus's chicken, and then the curtain will fall to reveal an audience. Oh, I had some good chicken the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Fancier chicken.
Fancy chicken.
But fried chicken at a place called Plan Check.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where at? Around here?
Downtown. I guess there's a few of them. It was like a fancy fried chicken. It wasn't on the bone fried chicken, but very tasty.
Hmm.
With pimento cheese.
Really?
And a yam jam.
Yam jam.
That yam jam.
Oh, man. I got my nose broke at yam jam back in 93.
Yam jam. Just a huge sweet potato festival. Like Pantera played at Yam Jam last year. Somebody cut my ear off.
Oh, man. Well, that's cool. Plan Check. Is that right?
Plan Check.
Plan Check.
Yeah.
That's a boring name for a chicken joint.
It was just a restaurant.
Mm.
But it's mostly burgers and sandwiches. But it was good. It was a little fancy. Not fancy, but it's not Gus's sitting there. But I enjoyed it a lot.
You're a fancy boy.
I'm a little fancy lad.
Mm-hmm. People say that a lot.
We did that before going to the gun range.
You went to the gun range the other night. I couldn't go.
Yeah.
Tell me how that went.
That was just a text. You know your way around a firearm, right? Yeah, it's funny. You can't go to a gun range by yourself here.
Really?
In case you want to kill yourself.
Okay. But
like
you also
can't just invite a friend and give them the worst date ever.
But you said I needed to be
we were going to go to the gun range in Burbank. And that one, they're like, they wanted someone, an expert. And then we went to the one downtown, and downtown they kind of like, oh, no, well, we'll talk you through it. It's a joke at like how easy it is to get your weed card in L.A.
Uh-huh.
But go rent a gun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You had to jump through a lot of hoops?
Yeah. With a weed card, you still have to go to a doctor and make up an excuse, and you have to get buzzed into the weed dispensary. This place, push the door open. And it's just everybody with guns and people just aiming them and pointing them and just counter full of guns. Which one you want to shoot? Want to shoot that one? All right, bullets going here. Don't point at anybody. This is how you load it. Keep your thumb away from the back end of it.
Wow.
Put it in a bucket, buy your bullets, and go in there and just start shooting.
And did you utilize my tip?
Such
a tip.
Squeeze, don't pull.
Don't pull. You want to do as slow as you possibly can. Squeeze that trigger to where when it finally goes off, it's a surprise. Does that make sense? You want to squeeze it, like squeeze it without like trying to make it go off. And if you keep doing that, boom, it'll go off.
Then you're just worrying about the aim of it.
Yeah, as opposed to just clank, pulling your finger back.
Yeah, Rachel got a Glock, and I just got a .22 revolver. I wanted to shoot a revolver.
Yeah, those can be fun.
Yeah, fun little.
What kind of Glock should you do? Should you do the 40 cal, the 9mm?
Nine millimeter. Yeah, that one had a little kick.
I used to pack a 40 caliber. It was a little more kick than the 9mm. But
what's caliber versus millimeter?
I don't know. It's all metric and size and whatnot. I don't know the details.
It's all metric, Watson.
But I do know the 40 cal was supposed to be slightly more powerful. And I also had a 40 cal, which was a smaller model too. I had two.
Yeah.
I had one the standard size. I forgot what model that was. Maybe I don't know. But then I had like the little 8-shot. I think it was an 8-shot.
Yeah.
Like a little small one. But it was still the same bullet, same power. But it was a small. Oh, it was pretty cool.
It stopped that piece of paper we shot at.
Oh, yeah?
Good. Yeah, it stopped the paper real good. But we went because I had a fucking crazy person over here.
What?
Tuesday night. When did we record last? We recorded on Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, I'm in here.
Wait a minute. You went to shoot guns as a reaction to an incident.
Thinking about having an armed household.
What happened?
All right. Well, I'm in here. I'm in the living room here. I hear like the 2 bits knock, like the, you know, like the friendly knock.
Mm-hmm. And not the police knock.
Yeah, not the open up, not followed by demands.
Mm-hmm.
I go downstairs in the front here, you know, where you come in.
Uh-huh.
To the front door. For people that don't know, I'm on a second floor of a building. And there's a main front entrance that faces the main street that has the other doors to the other 4 units in the complex. And there's nobody there. I'm like, oh, that's weird. There was definitely a knock on my apartment. Because then I was looking around like, oh, maybe it was a knock on one of the other doors. Doors are all close by each other.
What time?
Maybe 6 o'clock, 6:30
p.m.
evening. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm like, what's the off chance that was on the back door? I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's my neighbor, you know?
Uh-huh.
In the back, there's a patio. It's all gated off. There's, you know, there's a fence up by the street that's pretty much an alley back there, just for the listener. It's a very obvious private area where it's the 2 back doors to the upper unit because it's on a hill, and then there's another unit back there. So I open a door, and there's a guy out there. And he's like, okay, clearly, like, I don't know about homeless, but like, all right, shirt and tie, but kind of cruddy shirt and tie, like put on with a baseball hat.
White guy?
No. But starts in on a thing, like, you're probably getting used to people selling you stuff that you don't need and this and that. I was like, all right, hey, man. I just find it real suspect that you're at the back door here. He's like, well, I don't know what the back door is in this neighborhood. I'm like, no, it's real clear. There's no numbers here. You came through a gate over there and crossed a patio. That's real suspect. Well, hey, man, how am I supposed to know what a back door and a front door is? This, but I'm like,
well, okay, you know what? Okay. It doesn't matter. How about you go ahead and fuck
off? Well, now I'm like, all right, man, listen, it's real suspicious. I'm like, I'm not going to buy what you're selling. Like, you know, the ghetto was invented in Germany. It was actually designed, like, start going on. And then
what was invented?
The ghetto. I don't know. He's a crazy person, uh-huh. But still enough to hold it together. We had a sales spiel and everything and clearly put on an outfit to look. So even if he was a salesman, he got aggressive real quick. And I was like, it's very suspect that you're at my back door. I'm like, look around. There's no numbers on the building back here. You came through a gate from an alley to get in here.
Is there a road behind you that he could have come down?
There's a road, but it's all fence and garages. There's it's basically an alley,
uh-huh.
That road back
there. Yeah.
It's all fences and just garages. There's nobody's door to their apartment on that street. So he came through, saw a gate, came through it, or he came up from the other side and walked around the building to the back. And so then very clearly you know it's a back door. And so he's getting heated with him. I'm like, now you got to just get out of here.
Yeah.
My other neighbor was already on back because he already went through it with her. And she just goes, get him out. Get him out of here. I'm like, all right, man, time to leave, dude. And he's like, I don't have this. My right to sell. I'm like, you're on private property. And now this guy's getting loud. And my neighbor's outside. And she's like, I'll call the police. You're trespassing. He's like, it's my constitutional right to sell magazines. I'm like, I don't think you understand the Constitution very well. You're on private. I'm like, all right, call the cops. I'm going to sit here. And I'm like, if you're not in the wrong, like, he was getting loud, but there was no, like, physical thing going on. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to stand out here. And my neighbor, like, you get on the phone with the cops. I'm like, if you're not doing anything wrong, you can tell that to the police.
Mm-hmm.
If you're confident you're not doing anything wrong, I'm going to sit here and wait. And so until then, my neighbor got through. She's like, hello, yes, I'd like to report an intruder. He won't leave. And as soon as she was on the phone with the cops, that's when he took off up the stairs, out back the way he came, up to the alley street that's up there. And I came inside, got my shoes on, and followed him. It's like, oh, if the cops are around, I go on the Nextdoor app, which is very – it's shitty, and it's a lot of drama, but it also is good. It's, if you don't know, it's like Facebook for your neighborhood. You know?
Uh-huh.
You got to put your address in to register for it. And people are like, oh, crime and safety. Oh, I'm like, all right, hey, everybody. And I saw him. He was trying to do the same spiel as somebody across the street. And I just stood right there taking pictures of him and put him on this thing. Like, listen, this guy's out here right now. He's going door to door. He's real aggressive. And he's real threatening. Somebody else then be like, oh, my daughter was home and he came to the door. We called the cops. They had the police helicopter. I'm like, oh, I did hear a police helicopter out here for a while, for like a half hour earlier. And then a bunch of other people, like, yeah, I heard other people saying they're going to call the cops. He was going up and down the street. So best case scenario, he's a mentally ill person who was trying to sell magazines, which, hey, man, 2017, probably not the best time to try and make a living off of print journalism from any angle.
Yeah.
Or you're just casing apartments.
Mm-hmm.
In the most shitty, obvious way possible, like being the loudest, shittiest criminal. But it was like, man, the guy just like – and the fact that he got mad, and I was like, now you're going to get the fuck out of here. And he does this thing. Why are you cursing? Why are you agitated, dude? I'm like, I want you fucking dead now. Now you won't leave my property, and you're being a bitch to me? Oh, and it's like, can't do anything. It's like it's not like he's on my yard or in my house. You know, it's an apartment complex out there. But I also – I got like rattled. I'm like, this fucking guy – now you're a crazy dude, and you're like, now you're, why are you cursing? I'm like, because you're fucking trespassing. And then, like, big mistake, as soon as the guy leaves, the cop's like, oh, we can't do anything because he left the property. Cops are fucking worthless.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me get him back here, and then we'll get into an altercation, and then I'll see you in an hour and a half when you want to get here, when I'm telling you is an aggressive stranger trespassing and refusing to leave my property.
Did they file it? Did they do a report? Did they get your info?
No, I didn't do shit. They didn't even come out.
That's lazy.
They didn't do shit. So, hence...
They didn't even come out?
No, because he left the property, so they couldn't do anything anymore. Hence, I think we'll be a firearms household.
That's what I was saying, man. You know? You never know, especially in this city. The amount of crazy folks wandering around here.
It's getting worse and worse, man.
Yeah.
And I hate, like, oh, now out of... that's a terrible way to have a gun, because you're afraid of things now. Are you just going to shoot through walls because you heard something?
Hmm.
You know, like a little shotgun with some bird shot in it, I think, probably. Mm.
You could stagger it. The way I used to have my shotgun. First two shells are bird shot. The third one's a slug. So slug's the big, giant ball, steel ball.
Just a little cannonball.
Yeah. So the first two, you know, warning shots, and that third one.
First two, you just the sound of cocking it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Shoot one in the air.
Yeah.
It's not coming down to hurt anybody.
Yeah. Oh man! Yeah,
so that dude. that rattled the cage around here for me. And I didn't like myself. I didn't like how frazzled I got. Everybody thinks they're going to be cool under pressure. Not everybody's a Dave in street justice mode. I'm definitely not a Dave. I'm not a Dave in street justice mode.
Well, that's the thing, though. You never
my voice quivers and stuff. I'm like, oh god, I'm useless.
No, but that's everybody deals with that. You know, you can sit here and say what you would do if a situation happened, but until you're faced with it, you don't know.
Until real fight or flight is in your bloodstream,
yeah.
I always talk a big game. I'll fucking kick his ass. I'll do that. I've never been in a fight. I've been punched. Never been in a fight.
It's like anything else. It just comes with experience.
I would not like more experience. I don't want more of this.
Yeah, I don't like it. I've unfortunately lived a life that has made me cross paths with it more than once.
You've had that experience. You've dealt with that rush of emotion and still know how to be a calculated individual.
Well, it's all confidence. It's all just confidence, you know, even if you are intimidated or afraid, just like, nah, dude, especially in a situation like that where you're on my property.
Yeah.
This is my home. I'm territorial and I don't even have a home. I'm territorial around the
van.
That's
why everywhere is your home. You're like a traveler. You got more of a perspective on life.
But seriously, like, you know, it's one thing to have an altercation at a bar or road rage. But like, dude, you're coming onto my property, you know, putting my family, my girlfriend in potential danger. Fuck no, dude.
And that's all I can think about. Like, oh, now I did piss this guy off and he knows where I live.
Well, come on back.
Well.
You see him again, you shoot me a text. I'll be en route.
WWDD, what would Dave do, man? I think it's stone justice.
Mm. You give me those pictures, I'll be on the lookout for them.
That was my week, man. But it was funny how everybody else came. Because Nextdoor app is entertaining at best with how passive-aggressive people are with shit. And I just put the post up there. I'm like, save all your passive-aggressive shit. This is just an FYI. And then it's, well, the reason there is so many homeless people, like, it's not about that right now. It's not about the politics. Yeah. I'm telling you, this guy's on the street going door-to-door harassing people. Yeah. Stop clouding the fucking feed with this bullshit.
Yeah, let me know how it works out when he breaks into your home.
Yeah, yeah. Or even if it's still like, this is why I do it. I mean, safety tips, good, but I'm like, it's a silly forum. Mm-hmm.
Actually, Kyle, go ahead and be quiet for just a moment. I want to get something off my chest. MacWeldon.com. Who is he? What is that? It's a great website that specializes in all the staples in your clothing repertoire. I'm talking about socks, shirts, underwear, hoodies, sweatpants. They have all that stuff. You can't skimp on the underwear. I know as dudes, you know, it's kind of a lot of times it's lower on the priority list, you know, but you got to get some good underwear. I actually threw away an old crappy pair the other day that had like 15 holes in it. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be like my buddy who would get four uses out of one pair. You don't want to wear them normal the first day and turn them around the second day, inside out the third day. No, just invest in a few good pair of underwear. It's so easy. Just go to MacWeldon.com. It's all set up. It's so easy to navigate. Get your underwear. Get your shirts. They even have the specialty silver underwear and shirt line that's naturally antimicrobial. I got it right that time. That means it eliminates odor. Also, if you don't like your first pair of underwear, keep it. They'll send you a refund, no questions asked. So it's really a win-win. And, yeah, just get you some good stuff, you know. Get you some underwear, some shirts, some socks. Invest in some good socks. You really don't know how important the high-quality stuff is until you've had it for the first time. My whole life, I always just get, the 12 pair of socks for $3 at the truck stop. Don't do that anymore. Grow up, all right? Be responsible. Get some good stuff. MacWeldon.com, like I said earlier in the show, 20% off your order. Go to MacWeldon.com. Use promo code MONSTER. Check it out, guys.
Speaking of your neighborhood.
Speaking of that.
Hey, you know how out – well, I don't want to give away your location, but we'll just say you're in the vicinity of the Hollywood sign.
I'm in Beechwood Canyon.
Okay. Well,
it's a bigger enough neighborhood.
Okay. All right. But that main – on Beechwood, you always got people walking out into the street to take pictures of the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
I think I photobombed somebody today on the way over here because I was parked – I had to park right on Beechwood because your neighborhood was all occupied. And I was brushing my teeth and right when I spit my toothpaste splatter – right out the window, I could tell there was people taking pictures like about 20 yards down the street. And I guarantee you that somebody's going to look
Hollywood,
at those. And in the background, there's
filthy, stinky Hollywood.
There's a bearded van dweller regurgitating his Crest toothpaste.
There goes David Stone emptying his piss jug in this Hollywood.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, that it is. I mean, I get like, oh, I live around like a thing. It's kind of neat to see that, and I still get excited about that. But then the amount of people that just stand in a street with a lot of traffic, like, but I'm on vacation. I'm like, you're gonna fucking die on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be painted across the front of some late for an audition actress's Prius.
Yeah. Oh boy,
that was the activity around here.
Did you have fun shooting
guns?
Got
my blood going. Yeah,
it's fun.
Then it's a bad place. It's a little nervous when you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm. You've never shot guns?
I have, but not like a lot. Like it's still like, holy shit, this is a gun. This, you know, it's like when you meet a friendly pit bull. You're like, no, these things eat babies. Like, that's all I know them for is eating babies. And you're like, oh, this one's nice, but when won't it be nice? When will it want to eat a baby?
Well.
Like even the guns are like, it's a gun, you're shooting another. But mistakes here can be very fatal mistakes. It's not like you're at, like, color me mine and like, oh, I dropped my pot. It's like, nope, I accidentally fired around the other way.
Yeah, but it's the same. I get that. Like, you know, if you've got small children in the house. But the key is to learn how to use it and to train yourself and to practice on it and to become very familiar. It's the same as driving a car. Like, well, who's to say, you know, when you're driving a car, I'm a millimeter away from slamming my foot on the gas and hauling ass through a red light.
Yeah. Right?
That's, you know, and that could happen.
Which is the weaponization of vehicles, which is a new terrorist technique. You know, yeah.
But like even on accident, like if my foot slipped. But years and years of driving, that never even enters your mind because you're like, I'm familiar with this. I know what I'm doing behind the wheel.
You have to drive a car every day for the most part.
Well, true.
You don't have to shoot a gun.
I know, but beyond that, still the physical act of driving a car, it's the same. You know, if you familiarize yourself enough with a gun, you practice with it, you're strict, you follow the rules, you really know what you're doing, then, I mean, I've been shooting guns and owning guns for
almost all my life. And,
yeah.
You know, you don't just – I mean, yes, if you're reckless and careless and you're drunk and you're waving it around. But if you just respect it and know that, like, I don't even play around with this thing yeah. unless I'm at a shooting range, unless I'm cleaning it at home, make
sure
it's unloaded.
I don't trust myself not to do that. I think
really?
I want to be like, this thing's cool. Look at it. One of my buddies used to sell weed, and the one time he finally got like just a little mouth, not a big like, mm-hmm. drug dealership. Like finally got like a pound or something, like a brick of weed. We're like, put the gun on top of it. Put the gun on top of the brick of weed.
God.
Oh, that looks so fucking cool.
That's so lame.
Like, I know. In our 20s, we're like, oh, it looks cool.
Make sure you get the Scarface poster in the background.
Cool. Well, that was the thing. We're at the gun range, and it's not like, oh, old sportsman. It's just everybody living out their fucking rap video fantasies next to you. Like, give me the biggest one.
Holding it sideways.
And it's just, I mean, no, I still make sure you do it safe, but it's just – it's so – it's like that scene from Boogie Nights with the firecrackers, and everything's just like –
yeah.
Bah. I'm like, I'm trying to do it safe, and you got to load the clip. Bah. Bah. Yeah, and so Rachel was doing – so Rachel had the 9, and she pulled – she cocked it and it didn't go all the way back in. And I saw her go to like push it from the back with her thumb between the hammer. And I'm like, no. And you can't hear what anybody's saying because there's headphones and earplugs in. And then she got pissed at me. Like, why are you freaking out? I'm like, because you're going to rip your thumb in half.
Yeah.
Where you're putting it on the gun. And so we were like, and it's just very high tension. Again, it's like the first time you're there. It's like when you're driving with a driving instructor in school.
Yeah.
Which do they – who do they make – they made the gym teachers be the driving instructors in my high school. Like, you guys have it too easy as teachers. You also have to do driver's ed.
We didn't have driver's ed in my school.
Oh, really?
No, it was just up to you. Just go.
No shit.
Yeah, your parents had to do it, or you take a private class, you know, go to a school. But we didn't have driver's ed as an actual class in our school.
Oh, they made the gym teachers do it. So the gym teachers, who were already, like, short of patience with dweebs like me, were
yeah.
like, just this, like, you could just see them just eating heart medicine and wonder if that's the day. Like, the day we all learned to merge, like, merging on a highway and driver's ed in, like, in Midwest winter. And they didn't have the two wheels. They just had an extra brake pedal on their side.
Oh, wow.
And just them, like, fuck. All right, go. No, go. Go. Don't go. Go. Don't go. And I had a kid that didn't speak English in my car.
Oh, no.
And it was just like, we all just prayed. We all just prayed every day.
Okay.
It's like, stop. Stop.
Alto.
It was a time. It was really a time.
Wow. That sounds fun.
Yeah, those gym teachers finally earned my respect. I was always like, man, fuck these old fucking jocks. And then realizing, like, knowing that every year they were drafted for a small Vietnam, which was driver's ed.
Yeah.
Just go like, God damn it, I never asked for this.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody volunteered to teach that.
No, that was all the gym teachers. They just made them.
Man, we had gym teachers that were only gym teachers. Yeah. Well, I mean, like football coaches and stuff, but like some of our football coaches or baseball coaches taught history or drama or whatever. But like, I always thought, like, what an easy job if, you know, for 7 periods a day, you're just teaching gym.
That's what I mean. Like, some of the coaches mm-hmm. were teachers and they would coach a specific sport.
Mm-hmm.
But the gym teachers, yeah, they were just phys ed.
Wow.
And, oh, God, the fact that they, like, had to incorporate a written part for all the unathletic kids.
I don't even remember a written part.
Well, because it was like, listen, it was the same reason – you know, like, go, like, some kids aren't athletic instead of pushing. Like, some kids aren't smart instead of pushing them, give them easier options.
So yeah.
That's what I'm like, just have, like, oh, I'm going to take a written test about football so I can at least get a fucking C in gym. Like, guess how much I care about football? Not enough to study for a written fucking test for it.
That blows my mind. See, a written test about football, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, how many downs in a thing or whatever.
I think the only criteria in our gym class was just participation. Just put on your shorts and walk out there and you'll pass.
Oh,
you
no.
know, show up and dress out. Dressing out was the term. You got to dress out. Make sure you dress out. And like, if you didn't dress out, then all right, well, you're going to fail or you're going to get an F this week or whatever.
I remember that was like the most badass thing. Like, I'm not even getting dressed today. Fuck gym. Like, oh, man. The best ever was we had a big gymnastics-specific gymnasium.
Uh-huh.
And one of the gym teachers was like a previous Olympic hopeful for gymnastics. We got to that point, and this guy, it was always like, I saw it was when I was training for the Olympics, and there was a man in Brazil who invented an 87 count burpee. I'm like, all right. So I was like, and we're gonna do that burpee today. It was like, fuck you. And it was like push up, somersault, run in a circle, swing from the high, be like all this stuff. Like, this isn't a burpee. It's just an exercise.
Yeah, this is a routine.
By Buddy Bob on the parallel bars, the two next to each other. Uh-huh. You like kind of get under your arm. Bob was a bigger fella, not athletic. And remember just a beautiful sight of indignance. So just he was hanging on him. And the coach was like, now you're going to kick your feet up. You're going to kick your feet up over the bar, over to the side, swing it to the left, and then you'll land on your feet and dismount. And Bob just dangling there going, no, no fucking way. But just still hanging from the bars. He's like, you can do it, Bob. And he's underneath them trying to push him. But he's just like, I'm not fucking doing it. Fail me, man. I don't care. And just him seeing the little tiny gym teacher just underneath pushing his ass, trying to get him to go up. And he's just hanging there like, fuck this dude. I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Wow.
And it was, oh, I admired it so much. It was like the Tiananmen Square guy in front of the tank. Like, no, no, it's not going.
That's funny. So y'all actually had gymnastics equipment.
It was like a big, like our school like wasn't a big football thing, but the gymnastics team, I think at one point was the big thing. So they got the funding for that. And we had trampolines and the rings.
That's
and the
long, cool.
Like the pommel horse and the springboards and all this shit. Yeah.
We didn't even have a gymnastic team. Like it just – I never even heard of that.
Well, you probably are more football based.
Yeah.
It's a real Friday Night Lights type situation down there.
Yeah.
They have stadiums for high school football teams in Texas.
Yeah, in Texas, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a big deal down there. So what else going on, buddy? Anything else?
Oh, by the way, it's the Boogie Monster.
Oh, it's the Boogie Monster. Dave. I'm Dave. That's Kyle.
In case you weren't sure.
Mm-hmm. Anything else exciting going on this week?
No, that was it. The Sword of Intruder.
Yeah.
Firing guns, getting a little scared.
Hmm.
And yeah, I also think a revolver would be like a little more calculated. I mean, I always think like, well, it's easier to load in a situation, but if you go through 10 shots in a fucking
revolver's not necessarily easier to load because you got to load them individually. Where an automatic, you got the clip.
But if you go through all 10, then you're sitting there pushing them into the clip again.
Well, you got to have backup clips.
Oh, you got to have backup clips. Mm-hmm.
That way you can quick change real quick.
Yeah.
Pop, 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 change, clip, boom. Pop, 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 pop.
Have them sit on the table. Like, what movie was that? Was that a John Wick?
I never saw that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never seen John Wick.
Oh, you'd like John
Wick. Is it? Is it good?
Are you a Keanu guy?
I could take him or leave him. I don't care.
Oh, you're going to take him.
I don't care one way or the other.
He's going to make you take him.
Yeah?
You're going to take it.
I'm not a big fan of big, dumb action movies. Like, I don't dislike it, but I never am like, ooh, I got to go see that.
No, I didn't think that was – Jeff Tate was a guy like, we're going to watch it. It's going to be great. I never did watch it at his place. And finally, when I'm like, oh, everybody likes this. Everybody was like doing what I'm doing to you now. Like, mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. And I watched it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Okay.
But I think that was the movie where he lines up all the clips on the edge of the table waiting for this altercation. And then the guys come in. So he would just drop the clips and just – hit the guns on the table to load them, and then hit the guns. It was like, oh, man, Keanu, you got me, buddy.
I knew
you'd come around from Bill and Ted's.
Oh, man.
But that's it for me. What's up with yourself?
I don't know, man. Just had some crab bisque that I was disappointed by.
Oh.
As you can see by my shirt.
You threw it on your shirt in protest?
Got a bunch of crab bisque on my shirt. I don't know. I'd like to have some crab bisque that had some crab in it. No, never had crab bisque that had an acceptable amount of crab in it.
What's the whole – isn't it just kind of the essence? Bisque, isn't bisque French for essence?
I don't know what. It must be. It must be for lack thereof. But just imagine how good a crab bisque or something like that would be if you just had a shit ton of crab. Just maybe, like a bunch.
Maybe it'd be crab stew.
Well, that'd be – that's what I'm, maybe that's what I want.
Where'd you have crab bisque?
Gelson's.
Wow.
The hot bar.
I like that hot bar.
Yeah.
Told you about a $35 salad once.
No.
Because I didn't realize.
No.
$35
salad.
It was like 10 bucks a pound.
You got 3.5 pounds of salad?
I was getting all heavy shit. I was getting like eggs and beets.
You're not exaggerating. You bought a $35 salad.
Yeah.
Wow.
I took one of those containers. I'm like, I'm getting all, look at all this stuff. And then like most of the way through, I was like, yeah, $10 a pound. I'm like, I'm already in it. So fuck it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Somebody was – Rachel knows somebody that realized it was cheaper to – it was cheaper to get their fruit at like a frozen yogurt place by the pound. They just like, no, just fill up one of the containers with blueberries. It's cheaper to do that than to go to the grocery store. So they go to like Yogurt Land to get all their fruit.
That's funny.
It's all about those hustles. I told you about the hustle about getting a ride home from the pizza guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, I like
that. It's a little life hack.
I like that.
So you had sad bisque.
Yeah, sad bisque. And I want to talk to you about this. Here's a topic we've kind of briefly touched on before, but I got some backlash for an Instagram post I made this week.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I try to be cautious of this, and you know, but you can't – there's no way to bring this topic up without sounding like a right-wing – sexist, whatever.
Yeah.
But just the fact – all right. I posted a picture of a protester, a female protester.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she was a protester, which I'm all for. I'm all for the protest. But she had a shirt on that said, white men are terrorists. And you can't talk about that. All right. Here's my point. Okay. And again, let me preface this by saying I am liberal. I am pro-woman. I'm pro-gay. I'm pro-everything.
I'm pro-babes, guys.
I'm pro-babes. But – and I don't even – it's not even that I'm – I get the whole, hey, not all white people are this and not all – I get that. And I get that, yes, a lot of the evil in the world is done by white males.
Yes.
You know, war and stuff like that. But I just find it ironic – maybe not even ironic is the right word, but just the fact that that is literally the only group that it is acceptable to paint with a broad brush. Imagine doing that with any other group.
Yeah.
All blank or this, all blank or that. No, people be outraged if I said all Jewish people are this or all women are that. No, you know, and rightfully so. But that's my point. But it's somehow okay to just white men are terrorists. And I know the shirt didn't say all white men, but it also didn't say some white men.
If it said black men are terrorists, you'd be in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think the energy behind that statement would be better used in same way of like you can't tell rape jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, you can, but you also have to accept the backlash.
Exactly.
For it. If you want to be somebody who needs to be edgy and tell a rape joke. But instead of protesting somebody telling rape jokes, maybe do what is happening now and have, you know, safe space comedy rooms. I don't agree with them,
mm-hmm.
but you can navigate that energy into a better place. I mean, it's – or also that picture is also like a young person who, you know, when you're young, you're going to make big, broad, sweeping statements and you know – be loud, and it's like, you know, punk rock youth and stuff, and I was there too, and it's easier to operate with a set of ideals instead of realizing the world's more complicated than that. So let somebody that's 23 with a nose ring wear that shirt and go through the world. I mean, I get it. It's a shitty time in the world right now. On the same note, you have every right to wear that shirt. Unfortunately, the same way racists have the right to say what they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're like, oh, you're getting upset at that. It's like, or like, no, she has the right to say that because they've been oppressing this and that. Then if somebody wants to march and say Jews will not replace us, they get to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I think it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same right. They get to do that and deal with the backlash of it, and somebody gets to wear a shirt that says white men are terrorists and deal with the backlash of it.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, I didn't take it as a personal attack. Mm-hmm. It didn't say Dave Stone is a terrorist. But, like, in, you know,
dangers of broad sweeping statements.
I get that you and I, straight white males, are the group that has had the least amount of oppression – of, you know, persecution. I get that. Probably from the beginning of time. And I don't want to say we're at the top of the food chain because that sounds like I'm being a white male supremacist. But what I mean is, you know, we are the ones that have been the least oppressed.
She could have said so rich.
I get that.
It was on Instagram? Where is it?
Yeah. I have since taken it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wanted to read some of the comments.
But my point is just like, so then what's the point of like spending your entire life? And I'm not.
But like, she can wear the shirt, but then people are mad that you put the picture up.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, it's both defending the same right.
Exactly. Now, I will say, in full disclosure, I tagged it with hashtag smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a dick move. But that was just a little poke back.
And that's the shitty thing, like women always tell, like, to smile. Like, yeah.
And I get
that.
But
you just got targeted by that shirt. Why don't you get to say something?
Yeah. You know, it was a little poke back. I get maybe that was a little too far, you know, because I get that. I get the whole smile. No, fuck you.
Didn't Mel Brooks just start a whole thing by saying political correctness is the death of comedy?
No, I didn't know that.
That was something that just came out right now. Yeah. Yes.
But here's
yes.
Yeah. My point is, I've spent my entire life trying to be a decent dude, mm-hmm. trying to be a kind person, trying to do the right thing. And while I don't need a pat on the back for that, look out.
Boy, comedy club rules here.
I don't need a pat on the back for that, no. But I also would like to not be labeled a terrorist. That's all I'm asking. Don't lump me in with either a terrorist or, you know, all the political fat cat white, you know, evil old rich white men or whatever. But like again, I don't need a cookie for being a good dude. But you know, that's again the problem with the broad statement. It's like
I'm gonna say all right, hey, listen, it's a divisive time in the world, and young people are taking hard stances because they can still operate with ideals instead of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Or nobody knows the background of the woman in the picture. Maybe some horrible shit went to her
mm-hmm.
or happened to her.
Of course.
And she's fine with that statement. And of fine. Course. You want to make, I don't care. The more you even say anything about it, the more it just solidifies her stance in the world that white men are fucking terrible.
Yeah. And I get that.
You know, I need to take this advice myself. You don't know what somebody's background is. Even mm-hmm. shit, even the dude that came to the door, maybe he really was a drug addict and he's trying to get his shit back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't, like, wish violence on the dude, but, man, like, trespass, like, you're getting aggressive just because mm-hmm. you're aggressively trying to get your life back on track. There's programs to help you out there, but I haven't been through the programs.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's easy to be like, oh, no, I donate my money to this homeless shelter. And so if they don't want to go to the homeless shelter, that's their fault.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing on Nextdoor. Like, oh, they're just drug addicts and they're lazy and they're just going to steal and this and that. It's like,
mm-hmm.
man, addiction comes from a lot of weird places. A lot of trauma leads to somebody being addicted.
Yeah. And I think I just have the problem. Again, it's not a personal attack on me, but yeah. I'm slightly annoyed / amused at just the double standard.
Yeah.
Imagine even on Twitter, you know, all the statements, all the tweets that start with white people blank.
Yeah.
You know, imagine replacing white with any other race. And imagine, regardless of what follows that setup, imagine the backlash.
Yeah, you're talking about your stereotyping.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay. And I know, again, let me say this before I get any more fucking emails.
You'll get some.
I'm not, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not right-leaning. I'm a left-leaning.
Yeah, somebody's going to think you're not woke.
All I'm saying, you know. Ugh.
So now it's an arms race to prove who is more woke.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Which is also a lot of blind accepting and not questioning.
That's another can of worms of the arms race of who can outwoke each other.
Well,
why don't you just
all right,
relax?
Listen,
what are you compensating for?
I'll put myself in hot water right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something like I was trying to make a joke out of this thought process, but I don't understand the mindset of a trans person. You know, I don't understand. Like, oh, you're born one way, but somewhere inside of you, I'm this other gender or something like that. And I don't get – because I was born with a penis. And I'm like, yeah, that's mine. I'm with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
You're not saying you're disagreeing with it. You're saying you don't understand.
My thing is I don't understand it.
Uh-huh.
And I just finished reading Laura Jane Grace's autobiography, trying to get like a better handle on it. I was a big fan of the band.
The singer Against Me.
Yeah. And but also, it's not for me to understand. It doesn't hurt anybody. So, it's not from a place of judgment. It's mm-hmm. from a place of like, everybody's like, to like just no instant support. I'm like, I want to know more about it. Like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I can't be like upset with it. Like somebody else, is like, no, you're the man. You're born a man or a woman. That's how it is. Like, who gives a shit if you're born and you don't think that's who you are?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't comprehend it very well. Like I would like for it to be explained to me in a way that's like, because as I sit right now, and this is what's going to be controversial, I don't understand how it's not a mental disorder to think that you're not the gender that you are. But I don't know about it. That's why I don't understand it. I'm not saying I'm right in saying, oh, it's a mental disorder. I'm saying my lack of knowledge about the subject, that's my initial thinking, and I want to have an open discussion about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if someone's born a man, wants to be a woman, and that's going to make you a happier person through a very trying process, a struggle to go through it, and how you have to tell your family and friends that, but in the end result is you're going to be happier with your time on the earth, that makes the world a better place, as happier people walk around. And you got a much further journey to get to it. My questions are, how is that not something that's a mental disorder? And I hate to say
– not in a negative way.
No, but I hate to say like an illness or something where like depression is mental. Addiction is a mental disorder where the wiring's wrong in your brain that causes you to need alcohol, mm-hmm. need drugs, or you can't like experience joy. You're always depressed. What is it about – why is it not like some form of depression? But I – shit, man, there's camps that people would send their kids to make them not gay. Mm-hmm. And that's horrific.
Yeah.
Because what does being gay have to do anything?
Yeah.
I feel the same way. And I want an open discussion. I don't want and again, I'm a white dude from the suburbs with no strife. And I'm trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with me. And if I lost fans or followers over saying that, understand, I'm asking for a dialogue, not trying to judge.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I don't have to understand for it to be okay. Mm-hmm. That's the end result.
Yeah.
I don't have to understand it for it to be a fine thing in the world.
Well, I think that's a good point in the sense that, you know, I think we should always be constantly yearning to learn, you know, mm-hmm. eager to educate ourselves and be not apathetic, you know, in a negative way, but like, no, I can't relate, but I would like to understand. And I had a long discussion the other day with a friend about just sexuality and homosexuality, mm-hmm. in the sense that I was always kind of, you know, and I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, but I was always raised with the fact of like, you know, okay, if that dude over there is willing to make out with that other dude, then he's gay. And then her point was, well, no, it's not necessarily black and white. Think of it as a spectrum. You know, if you had a linear chart, you know, from mm-hmm. 0 to 100, you know, 100 being the most gay person, you know, not in a negative way, but like just, yes, I'm gay as hell and I love
so
it.
Gay. Yeah. He's like 100%
yeah.
gay.
No, but like, you know, absolutely, you know, far into the scale one way, and then a 0 being like the most heterosexual dude.
Yeah.
She's like, it's not black and white. Look at it as like that chart where like, you know, maybe – I don't know, who's an example of like a flamboyantly gay celebrity just off the top of your head? I don't know. RuPaul, I don't know. I know he's a drag queen. I don't mean – that's another question. Are all drag queens gay? I don't know.
No.
Anyway, yeah. So anyway, whatever. Think of the most flamboyantly, openly like gay person being 100 and somebody else being 0, you know, but like maybe some people are, you know, 15, 20, you know, where like even me, like I would – you know, whatever you want to call it, I don't think I'm a 0 in the sense that I can acknowledge when another man is attractive.
Yeah.
I know there's some guys that are still like, is that guy good looking? I don't know. Why would mm-hmm. I know? Where I'm like, no, that's a good looking dude. It doesn't mean I want to kiss him or do anything else with him, but I'm secure enough. So maybe that doesn't make me a 0. Maybe I'm a 12. Whereas, you know, a friend of mine who's also who identifies as straight, but like, hey, once a year I'll get drunk and kiss a dude at a bar. Maybe he's a 30.
Yeah.
You know, so she was just explaining to me it's not black and white. It's a spectrum.
Well, also imagine like what the that makes a lot of sense too. Like, it's like, well, I'm so diehard. Like, man, I'm a punk rock guy. I'm punk rock. Go and listen to punk rock. Somebody be like, oh, this rap album's good. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Might be good, but I only listen to punk rock.
Yeah.
No, what if
that's
you just
boring.
Listen? What if you just listen to all the music?
Yeah.
And as far as the sexuality, what if at one point, like, because it's you define yourself so like so much of your life is like, well, no matter what, you know, I know I'm straight. That doesn't like if you question that, things would crumble around you. It'd be too different. Like, but anyway, like, dudes that would like make out. Like, yeah, I got drunk and made out. They weren't embarrassed. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, oh yeah, what? What's any like? It's more embarrassed to arm wrestle. It's more embarrassing at a party. Go like, no, hold on, let's arm wrestle. Just make out instead of having an aggressive handshake. Like what? Like yeah, what's the problem? Like now, I don't know how far I'd want to go. I think in my own personal life, there's been like everything. Like oh, that's all right. What's a little more? What's a little more? Ah, too much on that one. Mm-hmm. Once I was like I was uncomfortable with it, but not okay. I've done this story on stage where I let the guy hold my balls.
No, I don't know that story.
I do that. Oh, it was when I got a hernia. I was doing a lot of ecstasy with some of the drama kids at my college.
Uh-huh.
So pretty gay.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lot of like very like you're on ecstasy, so it's like, nah, nothing matters, man. Well, there was very open discussions about dick size and what's it like to have gay sex and this and that. And I'm just me doing ecstasy with a bunch of gay dudes, and I was a little bit of a sweet treat, I think, around there. I think they're all like, he's gonna do something gay. Like it's only a matter of time. But then, yeah, it was this weird mix between I got a hernia because I coughed after smoking a bong. And I coughed real hard. I blew my balls out. And I didn't know how to go because I was on my parents' health insurance. And I couldn't go to my mom. Like, I smoked too much weed out of a bong and I hurt my balls. So I got to go to the doctor. So I'm like, I wanted to find out exactly what was up with them. And so I did ecstasy with the gay dudes. And I was like, listen, let's like, okay. Best case scenario, I just want to you tell me if my balls are weird right now, but also please hold my balls. You're a gay guy. You've held a lot of balls. You're the closest thing to a healthcare professional genitalia.
Well, I guess, did you not have a girlfriend at the time?
No.
So it's probably easier to just casually get a gay friend to do that than a female friend.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, yeah, you, I'm not that you like balls if you're gay. But you like dick, and the balls are attached to it, and so you're going to know if balls are weird. So I'm like, please just hold my balls. And he did, and I coughed. He's like, that's real fucked up. I'm like, awesome. Got to know. And also, ooh. I'm not – I don't want to do anything else. So yeah. I guess I'm probably not gay. Although the older I get, I think maybe I was just like, yeah, why not? I mean, I'm in a relationship now, so
mm-hmm.
probably won't happen. I don't have an interest in like a threesome with another guy.
Yeah.
Like if there's gonna be another guy, let's just have sex. I don't need to see you doing that to.
Yeah.
This one got weird.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Speaking of middle-aged white dudes commenting on things, you want to try and talk about dinosaurs?
Might as well.
What if we just don't get to it? We're already at 45 minutes.
Oh, we got some backlash last week about that.
What? People loved it. The one guy.
Cleaned your shit up.
One guy was saddened by the decreasing quality of the podcast because we didn't get to the topic, as if those early episodes were real thorough reports on the supernatural. I think we just teased the idea that the dinosaurs, we just never get to it.
No, we should get to it today.
Got into it already.
Yeah, man. We did get into it.
All right. Well, hey, if you stuck around this long, through the Boogie Monster, we're going to talk about
some modern dinosaurs.
Let's talk about the possibility of modern dinosaurs.
We teased it last week, but I asked you this question, but I often tend not to listen when you talk.
Smart move.
Were you a big dinosaur guy as a kid? I feel like a lot of kids are into dinosaurs.
Yeah, because they're like monsters that were real.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right? Isn't that why?
Yeah. I was fascinated with them. I didn't learn a lot. I didn't retain a lot of information, but yeah.
They were like folk heroes.
Yeah, it was like, you know, these crazy monsters and dragons that, oh, these actually existed, yeah, though.
This one had armor plates that stuck up. Yeah. Was that Stegosaurus? Triceratops?
I think Stegosaurus. But yeah, I had a bunch, for some reason, I had a bunch of like dinosaur books and encyclopedias as a kid. And I mean, like early, like I remember being like two or three just constantly perusing the pages.
What are they categorized? Were they lizards?
Now you're asking me to You know?
What kind of meat? Where would you categorize? Where would you, if you were to eat a dinosaur, would it be a beef?
Well,
or poultry?
What's a crocodile? That's a good question.
I put it under poultry because it lays eggs.
Hmm.
What else is under poultry? Just birds?
I think it's just birds, right? Just all types of birds. Chicken, turkey, that
you know
kind
what?
Of stuff.
This is why we got computers.
I think it's its own category. It's
what
like eating a snake, you know. It would be a reptile.
Is snake.
What if you were like a vegetarian, but instead of like a pescatarian, like, oh, I only eat fish. I only eat reptiles.
I only eat snakes.
What a pretentious dick.
I hang out with my buddy. He only eats snakes.
Well, I was really obsessed with dinosaurs as a kid, and I do remember comprehending that, like, I learned about dinosaurs well before I comprehended that they were extinct. So I remember when I first started to learn about them and to investigate them as a child, reading these encyclopedias and whatnot, I thought, like, oh, shit. I just assumed they all, like, lived in another country. Like, oh, man, I don't want to go to Africa. That brontosaurus is huge. It'll kill me. And
well, because if you saw something like a rhinoceros, you'd be like, that's pretty much the same.
Yeah, you know.
What kind of meat?
An elephant. I mean, how's an elephant not a dinosaur? Look how freaking big that thing is.
Rhinoceros is a mammal, right? Mm,
I think, yeah, yeah. Elephants, rhinoceros, they're all mammals.
They got hair.
Do they have hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like bristles,
yeah,
whiskers
yeah,
and stuff.
Peach fuzz. Anyway, so as we know now, science tells us that, what, roughly 65 million years ago, dinosaurs became extinct. Is there a hard and fast answer on how they became extinct? I know there's hypotheses.
Ice age, a meteor or something.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it, a lot of scientists believe it was a meteor. But here's the thing. Okay, I've always been curious as like, so they all died? One fall swoop, they all just boom. But yet somehow we still have crocodiles and iguanas and shit like that. Komodo
well, they didn't
dragons.
All die, but maybe what was left evolved.
Mm.
You know, the remnants that we see now.
Evolved, okay. The ones that survived are evolved into Komodo dragons.
Yeah, these are.
Speaking of which,
ancestors.
Did you see on I think it was Planet
Komodo
Earth
Dragon,
two.
I always imagined as a dragon with a little robe on.
Why a robe? Oh, come on. I get it. The word part of that, yeah.
Like a little teasy little sexy teasy dragon. Like a dragon, but his little butt cheeks are hanging out.
Did you see Planet Earth part?
Because it's Komodo, not Komodo.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of my original confusion.
I thought you said kimono. Like, oh, dragons with a little robe.
Did you see Planet Earth part two?
Dragons taking a shower. Planet Earth part two, the revenge of Earth.
The Komodo dragons got in a fight.
Really?
They got in a fight. They were at a 7-Eleven and somebody scuffed the other one's Jordans. man, that was pretty intense though, just seeing those big bastards slam up against each other. Anyway, so 65 million years ago, they all died, allegedly. But since then, there's been a lot of rumors and possible sightings that maybe there's still some damn dinosaurs floating around out there, most of them being in Africa, like we teased last week, in Congo and Cameroon, in the how did I pronounce that? The Likaola Swamp. The Likaola Swamp. 49,000 square miles is the Likaola Swamp, and very uninhabited. Habited? Uninhabited. Not a lot of people in this swamp. Obviously.
Porky pigged your way into that.
So if
not a lot of people.
So a lot of the natives and the locals for years have said like, oh yeah, there's all kind of crazy creatures out there. And some archaeologists and scientists have had expeditions over that way, and they've talked to a lot of these natives. And again, natives who don't have the internet, don't have subscriptions to National Geographic, don't have televisions.
They will have Sprint down there.
And they will describe them almost like a, you know, like a cop interviewing somebody trying to get a composite sketch drawing. So they're like, you know, hey, describe this. We'll draw it. And a lot of these scientists wind up drawing brontosaurus and and stuff like that. And then they're like, oh, shit. That's –
What if the scientist just wants it to be, so no matter what they're describing? They just described, you know, a UPS van. Like, ah, it's Brontosaurus.
Oh, but yeah. So – and they've come up with several descriptions and several drawings that they've matched to actual former dinosaurs over in the – I always have to look down at my notes. The Likaola swamp. Mm-hmm. One being, one of the most common being the Mokele Mabembe. Mokele Mabembe.
Nobody's double checking.
Yeah. Maybe the most famous of the Africa dinosaurs, thanks to some recent attention from shows like Destination Truth. That's a show where they went over and tried to find all that shit. Lives in the Congo River Basin. It's a vegetarian. Extremely dangerous because it's very territorial. And it's even rumored that it's attacked humans if they come too close. And the Mokele Mabembe, they hunt and kill hippos. Ooh. What kind of a badass creature hunts and kills a damn hippo? That's scary.
I wonder – all right. The interest of like animals always fight for – like evolution is – adapting to the environment.
Uh-huh.
Part of adapting to the environment is the strongest male, is fights all the other ones mm-hmm. off.
So it can have sex.
So it can mate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's basically, it's eugenics,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I'm breeding to create improving a species. What if that's, I mean... I'm going to Bigfoot now with this one, but mm-hmm. what if it's like Nate? Do you think that it happens in nature?
What?
Well, it is kind of like with the strongest one beating the other ones. Here it's like money, you know, it's the richest ones pair up. You ever see like.
I think that's all nature is.
You ever see just like how like some like successful families are just also physically attractive?
Huh, I've never made that
correlation.
And
I don't know if it's because, like, are they spending money, like, they can afford work and plastic surgery,
yeah.
but also is it that lack of stresses because we're like...
Look at the Rothschilds. That's a bunch of goblins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look it up. They're all hideous. They're one of the most powerful families in the world.
Well, let's wonder where the animals... I don't know why I started thinking about that. Look at the dinosaurs, like... Maybe just like a little secret. They're smart enough to hide out. But how do they repopulate? Like, it's like the Bigfoot thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about bones? Where are the dead ones? You're talking about jungles. Shit, man, there's a lot of land down there that nobody's explored.
So. A lot of leaf litter. Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, a lot of leaf cover.
That's a good question. A lot of scientists believe that if some of these dinosaurs exist, that they feel that they might be semi-aquatic. Spend half their time in the water. Therefore, in this swamp, for example, that maybe they die in the swamp and their bones.
Ooh, I just wound up on a white power website looking for the Rothschilds. I'm like, oh, let's find out about the Rothschilds. This looks like Wikipedia. The Rothschild family is a Zionist, globalist, international Jewish finance dynasty. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. What fucking site am I on? It's called Rightopedia.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
Rightopedia. Let's
clear the history on this guy.
But, yeah, they think that they're semi-aquatic and that maybe when they die, the swamp sucks them up and the bones, you know, fall to the bottom of the swamp. And who's going to find bones?
Much like Bigfoot, yeah. I mean, it's enough unexplored. And also, like, a lot of animals go off by themselves to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, go off and find a place to be left alone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Witnesses describe Mokele Mabembe as having a large, heavy body like an elephant, but with a very long neck and tail. To some researchers, this sounds an awful like a sauropod.
What if it's just a mangy giraffe, like that other thing they found? It's a giraffe with alopecia.
What other thing they found?
Remember that like Mexican
chupacabra? Oh, we were talking about chupacabras? Yeah.
It was just a raccoon with no hair?
Yeah. That's funny.
So many things are just hairless animals. Like it's just alopecia of the animal kingdom. We're like, nah, man.
How crazy are giraffes?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know their mental state.
No, it's just but how bizarre. Going back to Planet Earth 2.
You ever see them fight each other?
Yeah, where they slam their necks. Oh, man, that's cool.
You want to make money? Giraffe chiropractor. Boom. You're a millionaire tomorrow.
There's that great scene.
You just got to correct your vertebrae, all 27,000 of them. I'm just going to do a minor adjustment. Climbing up there, rubbing your elbows in. How's that feel? All right, hold still.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Another one.
Alligator acupuncturist. They wouldn't be so mad anymore.
Another dinosaur that some people think still.
It's hard to get the needles through. That's why it's a difficult job. Veterinary specialties is what I'm going after here.
Another dinosaur people think might still exist. This one is
porcupine
weird.
Masseuse.
It's, and I'm not stuttering here. They call it the Imbalu. Three times.
Imbalus.
Yeah, Imbalu.
Trippy Balus.
Trippy Balus, dude. This creature is it's found in the Republic of Congo. In the Lekaolas region, witnesses say Imbalu is an herbivore with large jagged planks on its back.
Like the Stegosaurus.
Mm-hmm. Very much like the Stegosaurus.
About to get Stagosaurus after another glass of those four roses.
Oh, man.
I'm not taking this one real seriously.
No, I know. But it's still fascinating.
You know who does take it seriously?
Who's that?
Oh, I think he's here.
What's that?
Dave, go open the door. Oh, I can't believe we saw him.
Hey, dude, come on in.
Guys, you talking about, shit. Hey, Chicago Matt Man here. You guys, I mean, you can't be talking about no dinosaurs without addressing the fact that I'm pretty much a fucking dinosaur over here. Okay, because, like, all right, look it. Okay, you got the pterodactyls, right? Pterodactyls, you don't even know his name, that oversized pituitary gland. That's how they got their name. I come down. Nobody's talking shit about me over here. Chicago Matt Man, I'm pretty much a pterodactyl. I didn't want to reveal it until the time was right.
Mothman, have you ever even been to Africa?
Nah, man. Who the fuck needs to go there? I mean, they got the World Cup on the cable. I watched that. I'll go down to... Oh, shit, man. We'll go down... We'll drink at... I'll go down to Ditka's. They'll watch their. They'll put the World Cup on one TV. A lot of people are racist. They don't want to see it too much. They're like, "Ooh, get this fucking these guys kicking a cat's gut around the field over here. We don't need this shit. This is a football town."
So, Mothman, some of these dinosaurs we're talking about are considered to be herbivores and vegetarian. What do you eat?
I'm a herbivore and then I'm a carnivore. I get real high and I love a good cheeseburger.
You know, like a cheeseburger?
I love a cheeseburger. I love it after I get herbivored.
You've been eating any?
That's a weed joke from the Matt Man. You know, I'm a real herbivore.
There's a lot of good
listeners. Note: I'm using my claw-like hands to make a little weed, like I'm smoking a joint motion. Herbivore.
But I mean, you've been in Chicago a lot lately.
My wings fit in this dump.
You've been in Chicago a lot lately.
Yeah, I'm just Chicago Mod Man.
You've been eating a lot of sausages.
Oh my God, I can't believe they closed down hot dogs. They used to get creative and do different things with the sausages because you can put whatever in there. You know, you don't have to just put the pig's ass up in it. You can put all kinds of meats and what have you. You know, you got take a hot dog, ground it up, put it in there. You got a hot dog sausage. Put a piece of pizza. You put a pizza sausage. You ever have a cheddar brat? It's great. It's like a brat, but it bleeds cheese. Anyway, yeah, no, I didn't be an herbivore. Sometimes I like a nice wedge salad, you know.
Really?
Go to Stephen's Steakhouse over there in Elmhurst. I like a wedge salad. It's like what Sinatra would eat right after he hit a woman. You know, you eat it with a knife. It's got bacon bits on it.
It's got a bunch of blue cheese.
Blue cheese, bacon bits. I love it. It's a real classy thing to eat.
Oh, man.
Sometimes they got a Weber Grill restaurant down here, downtown, down the loop. They got a Weber Grill restaurant. Dave, you ever been to Weber Grill restaurant?
I have not been to Weber Grill restaurant. I used to have a Weber Grill.
If you ever want to go, you can have the same flavor at home with the Weber Grill restaurant. If you ever want to know what it was like to have a meal cooked by a stepdad, go down to the Weber Grill restaurant. I think that might be on Dearborn. Right over by the Rock and Roll McDonald's, where R. Kelly peed on them chicks.
Is that really where he peed?
He pissed on them all over the place.
At McDonald's?
Hey, we pick them up over at the Rock and Roll McDonald's and go pee on them elsewhere.
You can't pee on people at the McDonald's. They got a, you know, what was sanitation
that?
Rules.
What was that? Did you see that movie R. Kelly did? Was it In the Closet?
Trapped in a Closet. I skipped that. It was long. It was like a long rap video. Hmm. I'm much more of a CKG guy. You know, I love, you know, love classic rock. Love some Sticks, you know?
Oh, yeah? He liked the Sticks.
Like, oh, that song, Mr. Roboto. I don't know lyrics. I'm more into the music myself, you know?
Oh, man. Well, that's cool.
Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. Everybody have a great time. It's the first day of fall. Get your jackets. Get your satin Bears coats on. Get your scarves and mittens. We're going to tailgate down at Soldier Field. Cheddar brats. Don't burn your lips on the hot cheese bursting out of your crank dinners.
So you're
nobody's gonna, ever called it that in the world.
So you're gonna hang out in Chicago for a while. You're not moving off to another. You know, you don't migrate.
Nah, man. I mean, there's plenty. You go down to Lower Wackers, a lot of steam vents. Kind of gets the irons out of, gets the wrinkles out of the wings. That's nice. I hang out down there. You'll see me flying around. That's where he shot Blues Brothers. That's a thing you could say no matter where you go in Chicago. Hey, didn't they shoot the Blues Brothers there? Yep. And then you go on the north side, and every house is the Home Alone house. And it's a nice thing you could tell. You just drive by any house, go, that's the Home Alone house. They're like, really? You're like, yeah, probably.
Oh, man.
Back in Chicago, Mott Man here.
All
with
right.
Less local references than last time.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Chicago Mothman. I know it's a long journey over here to L.A.
Yeah, well, hey, I got these cool wings because I'm kind of a dinosaur a little bit.
Oh, boy. All right, man. Well, you be safe out there.
Oh, I was in the bathroom. What did I miss?
Oh, Kyle, you missed the Mothman stop by.
No, is that what all that yelling was?
Yeah, dude.
Is that what all that yelling and searching for more Chicago references?
He smells really bad, too.
Does he?
Yeah, he smells like an old raccoon.
Should I thought me?
No.
I legit, I should have changed his shirt.
That's okay.
Well.
Chicago Mothman.
Everybody.
it's a crowd
Chicago
favorite.
Mothman.
Crowd favorite.
Could have prepped a little bit more for this episode.
Hey, you know, it's improv.
There has been more sightings.
There has, yeah. It's crazy. It's been,
well, okay, let's talk about that video then.
Okay. Well, that's what I was about to segue into. Not all the supposed modern dinosaurs are traditional land dinosaurs. There's also been a ton of sightings in the last several years of pterodactyls flying around. Big. I always like the pterodactyl too. I love birds of prey. I love big ass birds.
A pterodactyl.
You know, I love birds. I like eagles. I like hawks. I like all that shit. Imagine, like, how big were pterodactyls? These things were huge. Just the concept of a giant bird, like a thunderbird, just wreaking havoc.
Yeah, thunderbirds are. Those were real or no?
I think so. It's like the California condor. That's real. That thing's huge. You know what's always creepy too? I don't know if you see it much.
Thunderbird right mythology, legendary creature.
But in back in Georgia, deer hunting was very popular, and a lot of those deer hunters, which I think this is frowned upon, but they'll bag their deer and then they'll field dress it right there on site, meaning they'll gut it and skin it and do all that, and they'll take all the stuff they don't want, all the entrails and the guts, and they'll just leave it out in the woods. And many times you'd be driving down the highway or whatever, and then you'll see like. 30, 40 vultures flying in a circle.
Oh, birds of prey.
Yeah, and that's because they've spotted some deer carcass or something.
Vultures are ugly.
Yeah,
birds.
But that's always such an ominous sight when you see, like, they're just circling and circling. There's like 30, 40 of them. You're like, holy shit.
Imagine being alone in the desert, like, and them just like, nah, this one's going to go soon.
Yeah.
Like, wanting to get fresh.
I know that happens, like, in cartoons and stuff, but I wonder if that. Does happen like when they do they
sure,
track
if they see
people?
If they see a struggling animal something moving slow like oh this is gonna be and we'll get it when it's fresh it won't be like you know spoiled meat.
So anyway, a lot of people have been seeing pterodactyls in the last several years. This one dude wrote an article. This guy named Jonathan Whitcomb. He wrote an article on rightedition.com. Credibility of pterodactyl sightings in North America. He has. Somehow tracked it to 128 sightings in recent years. And he says almost half of the 128 reports include some indication of how certain the eyewitnesses were about a lack of feathers on the apparent pterodactyl.
Yeah.
He said 21% of the people he interviewed were absolutely positive that there were no feathers on this giant bird that they saw.
My man got no feathers. Hey, he's still here.
And I mean, that right there, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but like, there's no such thing as a bird that doesn't have feathers, correct? I mean, like a bat, you know, that's a mammal. I know it's a mammal, but it's still a thing that flies. But, you know, even bats, you know,
I'm getting more excited about bats.
They have a limited size.
Oh, God, I just Googled featherless birds. What a fucking nightmare.
Some gross stuff over there?
It's basically like, oh, I'm going to eat that, except it's alive.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a few videos on YouTube.
Yeah, one of the pterodactyl, it looks like, I'm trying to look at its flight pattern, if that seems strange. What's the Google for? What are you searching to get the pterodactyl video?
Let me see now I'm on some documentary somehow.
Well, that's not where we're.
Hold on. Type in pterodactyl Idaho.
Pterodactyl.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a metal club. If any of our Georgia listeners, Metro Atlanta areas listeners, back in the 90s, there was a very cool underage metal club. It was the only club I could go to pre-21 and watch metal bands, called the Pterodactyl in Marietta, Georgia. Yeah, real pterosaur spotted over Idaho. So there's and it's good footage. Like, it's crystal clear, but then, you know, of course, all the comments are like, oh, it's CGI, whatever. But, yeah, there's several. There's several.
So it's saying that, I'm reading an article that's disputing it.
What's it say?
The first comment is somebody from the Bible.
Somebody from the Bible?
Yeah.
Who?
Luke.
Moses?
Luke actually commented.
Hello, I'm Moses. I'm from the Bible.
Listen, okay, I played a big part in the book, but there's some things that are wrong. No, this guy's saying it's fake from IFL Science. That was the next thing after I looked up Pterodactyl Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And the next one, like, this isn't real, but then they offer nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
It's pretty easy to realize it's probably CGI, although we will admit it is moderately impressive. The creature flaps its wing and flies over, and unlike UFO videos, the footage is not blurry and shaking all over the place. The pterosaur has been colored slightly brown, making it look a little bit like a pterodactyl. And then it's just information about the thing. They're not saying why. They're saying it was the reason dinosaurs are extinct. There's an impact event. Think about being that around that long. This whole Earth just had lizard dragon monsters and a meteor took it out. This arrogance of like, oh, it's going to be the end with climate change and all that. Fucking maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
And then give it another million years and something else will be here.
Yeah.
You know, we've reached our time. We've reached our end. Instead of a meteor taking us out, we did it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking so what?
So what, dude? Who cares, man?
I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to try not to shit. I'm going to try and be nice, but I'm going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Four Roses Whiskey. I'll tell you.
It works.
It really got us to a place at an hour and 10 minutes into this one where we saw one video of a pterodactyl in the Amazon. I believe in the Amazon there could be anything because they keep finding new shit down there all day. You know what? They will find it when they keep tearing it down.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think they'd find some more shit after they're tearing down the rainforest, and then you're just going to see Brontosaurus at Wendy's being like, I'm hungry, man. They tore down where I eat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a four-legged creature, can you just use the drive-thru? Can you go through the drive-thru on a horse?
I don't know. You can't go on foot because I've tried that more than once.
What about 4 feet?
Maybe. Speaking of horse, do you know we got mounted patrol here in Los Angeles?
Speaking of horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing them a lot lately.
Because on Nextdoor app, this fucking dumb idiot who's complained about all the homeless people down there, she's like, these people are drug addicts and I just want to lay around. And when I was young, I had a job and I went down there and there's these bicycles and somebody worked hard for
that
bike.
Imagine saying that.
But like
on
but
an app.
This gets like she's typing this whole thing is one post.
Shut up.
And imagine somebody stealing by. I went down there and I went by the other day and there's a horse. And I'm like, oh, now they're stealing livestock. But it turns out it was a police horse and there's a police officer nearby. I'm like, how did you not delete that?
She thought somebody was stealing a horse.
Just kept going and thought they stole a horse.
Wow.
And I love the idea of somebody going, like, they're taking bikes. Now they got a whole horse down there. Like they're going to cut up the horse and sell it for parts to other people who have horses.
That's so
she
stupid.
Just kept and then found, but it turns out there was a police officer and it was his horse. Like, how are you still typing?
Mm.
Now there's still, who's got horses? Who's what fucking Wild West? How old are you where horse thievery, horse theft is still a concern? You old fucking bag.
All right, let me throw this point out there real quick. Here's a possibility. Maybe. Some of these quote-unquote dinosaurs that people are seeing in Africa, in the Congo, Cameroon, like a Ole swamp.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're not dinosaurs. Maybe they're new, unidentified species. Biologist Dr. Roy Mackel, he says that they have found a few species in the Leka Ole swamp.
Why can you keep
– Yeah, I can't ever remember it. Oh, look out. He says that they found a giant turtle and a monkey-eating bird. How terrifying is that? A bird that eats monkeys.
I could see that.
They've been identified with some certainty as living in the Leka Ole swamps.
How giant is the turtle? Because giant squids aren't that big.
Well, I don't know. Some of these turtles, these big-ass, what do you call the big ones? Tortoise? Did you know that some of these damn turtles can live like 200 years?
It doesn't mean they're big.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I'm asking how big of a tortoise, and you're like, it could live to 200 years.
I think you got to be pretty big to live that long.
No, if you're big, bigger animals die sooner.
I don't know.
People die sooner.
But does that not blow your mind, the fact that I think it's humans, we somehow are arrogant in the sense that, like, not only are we at the top of the food chain, but, like, we live the longest. A turtle – there are turtles – think about that. There are turtles living right now that were alive during the Civil War.
I had a joke where I was like, I would never get a woman flowers because it's like, oh, here's something that's going to die in front of me. I'll get her a tortoise, and you could just write the occasion on the shell, like happy anniversary, and let the tortoise walk around the house.
I'd love to have a tortoise. God, that'd be cool.
They swim with you in Hawaii. The sea turtles. They just come up because I think people feed them. But they're just there. Take your finger off.
I was on tour one time driving through the back roads of Kentucky and was convinced I saw a giant turtle on the side of the road. And I made myself and my partner turn around, and it was just a trash can lid. But I was like, no, shit, that's a turtle. Like, I turned around and went. I was like, oh, we're going to see this turtle. It's a trash can
lid. No way. It's the most obvious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but, a trash can lid I can see.
But there are turtles living today that were alive during the Civil War.
Nature's historians.
Good. You
know what?
That's a tough time for everybody.
Another veterinary specialist, a tortoise biographer.
Hmm. Yeah.
And then it was 1903. Oh, God. I'm going to die before I finish this book.
And then the stock market crashed, and we had to wait in line for bread.
I was fine. I had no stocks. I also ate bugs. Now people were eating bugs. I was getting pretty hungry. I ate a baby. I'm not proud of it. The baby.
He ate it real slow.
The baby ate my bugs.
Just nibbled on his head.
Yeah.
Mm. By the way, I can't stop doing that thing with the dogs. Every time I see a big dog, well, I'm a dog. Do it next time. You'll get a laugh.
I got my own dialogue.
I'm a dog. That's the only thing in their brain, I think. I'm a dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good for you, buddy. And then the little bitty ones. I'm a dog.
Yeah.
Why does that crack me up?
I don't know, because we're simple people.
Oh, man, a monkey-eating bird.
That's what I want to talk. We're not. We need more natural predators.
Mm-hmm. We do.
There's a bit I was working on, and somebody else, I was just listening to something the other night where it's kind of like that. I think every city should have like three loose lions.
Yeah.
If you shoot him, that would be your sentence of death.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Can't shoot him. You just got to avoid
him. You can fight him. Dream come true for you, Dave. Mm-hmm. No weapons, though. Street fight.
Oh, man. Now, I'm confident I could kill a pit bull or a coyote. I don't know how I'd fare against a lion. Can I have a no guns?
Like the purge, but just with the zoo.
Could I have
the
a baseball bat?
People don't get the purge. The zoo gets the purge. They let the zoo animals out.
Could I have a baseball bat?
I mean,
I think I'd have a fighting chance if I had a baseball bat. I'd crack him right in his skull.
I think you'd get one swing in, mm-hmm. and if it wasn't the most critical swing, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
This is just going to turn into what animals could people fight podcast. Hmm. But I think three loose lions at all time in a city.
Man, that's awesome. That's a – you got to write that down.
You know?
What a great movie that would be.
Maybe one, too, you know?
Just one lion just rampaging.
We got one lion
just pissed.
We're going to track it. It's like Running Man pretty much, but for everyone.
Well, we kind of have that here. Was it P-13?
P-32?
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 Big-ass mountain lion just wandering around. Right behind you. Griffith Park.
It hasn't done anything to anybody, though.
They found it.
P-22. The Hollywood lion.
They found it underneath somebody's porch in Los Feliz, right at the base of Griffith Park.
When did this happen?
About a year ago.
Really?
Yeah, he was underneath someone's porch.
He just wanted to kick it.
And they were like, holy shit, there's a mountain lion under my porch.
Even the mountain lion's a celebrity in this town.
Have you seen that picture of him with the Hollywood sign?
With the Hollywood sign behind him because they caught him on some trail cam?
Yeah. Yeah, Google.
You get yours, P-22.
Google P-22 Hollywood sign. It's a great picture. They got it off a trail cam.
Yeah, you get yours, P-22.
Hell yeah, dude.
You eat some of these fucking psychos in this neighborhood.
Usually just eating little dogs. You know what bumps me out?
He's just eating little dogs.
When I'll go walking at the Silver Lake Reservoir, and right there, you know, where the dog parks are, there's mm-hmm. always a bunch of missing dog posters.
Oh.
And they're always tiny dogs. Those, oh, no. They're all
in. Yeah, I'm like, I lost my cat. No, you didn't lose it.
Yeah, they're all in a coyote's belly.
Yeah. Your cat's dead. Well,
so what do you think, Kyle? Dinosaurs? I mean, there could be. I mean, that's this whole podcast. There could be.
Well, I put it in the cryptid category,
mm-hmm.
in that these things exist deep into an area where even if it died, its remains could disappear, and it could mm-hmm. exist in a small population without being discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And why not? Seeing the examples of what's still alive, what DNA remnants you want to talk about? Like, we came from a fish that crawled out of the water, that grew arms to become a monkey eventually, to become us. Who's to say that – although I wonder how it flourishes. Like, you have to have, like, a fighting chance with numbers at least. Like, at least enough things developed into humans
mm-hmm.
to make us – but like a small batch species,
mm-hmm.
a small batch creature. It's a craft beer.
It's labeled.
It's a craft beer of species, limited run.
One of 500.
Yeah, limited run. Then maybe that's what it is.
Small batch species.
Yeah.
I like that.
So considering, I'm thinking like, you've eaten, I just want to tie this into a recipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had gator bites.
I like them,
mm-hmm.
but really, they're really not bad.
No,
like it's not a bad food.
It's the old cliche. It tastes like chicken.
That's the thing. So it's like poultry.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go down. Does dinosaur taste like just like a big piece of chicken?
I don't know. I don't think we're ever gonna know
that. I mean, that would make Flintstones incorrect because they serve the ribs like they're pork ribs.
That's true.
But really, they would be skinny bones with big pieces of meat.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be basing a lot of my scientific theories on the Flintstones.
What are we basing our scientific theories on here, Dave? We don't have any.
My gut.
This whole podcast is a book report we wrote the night before. Mm-hmm. Even those had more background.
True.
I would if it's – so, all right. Give me – well, you got a recipe planned for today?
I do not.
Not every episode you get one. By the way,
got two last week.
Yeah, you got two last week. By the way, people are still. It's fine if you want to email about the biscuits, but I'm still getting emails about recipes I never said I would give in written form. I'm getting a lot of gravy requests. And I never said I had that written down. I never said I would give that to you via email. If I gave it out on an episode, just go back and, you know, listen to it and transcribe it.
Yeah, this ain't a fucking Denny's.
You know, but I mean,
you don't get to order it every week.
I appreciate it. But not even like, hey, do you – I'm getting a lot of, hey, let me get that gravy recipe. I'm like, I didn't write it down. And
some of these are just like magical improvs out of Dave's mind.
Yeah, it's like going to a Fish concert. You know, you get a bootleg, and it's you know, they're never going to duplicate that set again.
Fish concert, it's never going to happen for me.
Yeah, exactly. Snooze fest. But also, okay, I will say this. I'll throw this out there to our Patreons, patrons. I still have trouble with that. It is a Patreon. The people who subscribe are patrons.
We're just happy to participate.
If you got any requests for something you'd like to see on Dave's Kitchen, feel free to holler at us. The next one's going to drop soon. Should I go ahead and reveal what the next recipe is going to be? It'll probably come out. We're about a week or two away from the next one dropping. About a week away.
Yeah. What?
Gonna do oven roasted ribs,
ooh,
baby back ribs with.
My mom's always an oven roasted person. Yeah.
And now, if you know me, you know my love of barbecue. But this is for people who maybe don't have access to a smoker. Maybe you don't have 14 hours to smoke a rack of ribs.
Maybe you're in an apartment.
Yeah, maybe you're in an apartment. So we're gonna do oven roasted baby back ribs with my homemade rub and my homemade barbecue sauce.
Oh, full package.
Yeah, full package. You got the rubs, right. The rib, and the homemade barbecue. I mean, the barbecue sauce itself could be an episode, but I'm doing.
You're being generous with these things.
Doing the rub, the ribs, and the sauce. That's gonna drop around the first of the month coming up.
You rub my ribs, I'll give you a sauce.
Hey, look out.
Hot dog, four roses, baby.
Yeah, and that's only, again, that's
six short of a dozen.
That's only available to the patrons of the Boogie Monster. Patreon.com/Boogie Monster. $4 a month.
Yeah.
You get a Dave's Kitchen episode every month, and you get the bonus Q&A every month. But yeah, so oven roasted ribs coming up for our patrons of the Boogie Monster.
God damn,
Patreon. Yeah, you do. I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
You want
to
say something?
What do you mean?
Man.
It sounded like some,
well, like, we just sat here and it got dark as we got drunk.
Like I had an apology that I
needed. Two dudes with the glow of the laptop on our faces talking about dinosaurs.
Dave, is there something you want to say?
I think we're going to find out if we're on that spectrum.
Yeah, probably. I will say this.
Got sexy in here.
Red Clay Comedy Festival coming up this weekend, actually.
Make some red clay out of that ass.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this coming up week in Atlanta. If you're anywhere near Atlanta, come see us. We're doing some stand-up. We're doing a live Boogie Monster. And by the way, they just released a couple days ago individual tickets for our live Boogie Monster podcast. Previously, it was only available to festival pass holders, but I think they released about 50 or so individual tickets, $10 to come see us, redclaycomedy.com. You can check those out. And then the following week for our L.A. constituents, we'll be at the L.A. Podcast Festival. That's at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles. We're performing our podcast. That is going to be Sunday, what is that, the 8th? Sunday, October 8th at 2:30 p.m. at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel. And I believe it's lapodcastfestival.com or something like that. Just Google L.A. Podfest and you'll get the website. So. Boy, you are just a rootin' tootin' fresh and fruitin' over there.
I can't. I'm real.
Got that butt thunder.
Yeah, I'm in bad shape. I'm going to – you know what? I know we planned the comic of the week, but I'm going to change it. I want to say comic week. I'm going to send out to Rafe Williams, who opened for me in St. Louis. I had a lot of great openers on a tour, but Rafe was a guy like okay, didn't know him. And he, you know, featured that night, and it was one of those where I'm like on the side, like, oh fuck,
he rip it up,
fucking crushed it,
nice.
At the Ready Room in St. Louis,
like, that's cool,
like crushed it, and local, like, all right, these people like comedy, maybe it doesn't matter if they saw his act or not, fucking dude destroyed it.
He's putting the heat on you.
Yeah. And so
that's every feature's goal, by the way, is to put the heat on the headliner.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And every headliner with Assault should welcome that.
Yeah.
Because that's, oh, yeah, keep me, put me in my place.
Yeah.
And make me work for it.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, he crushed his great.
Good.
Rafe Williams.
How you spell Rafe?
R-A-F-E. Cool. Williams is traditional.
Uh-huh.
Also, we also got to, it also took me to some diner where I got the dumbest spread of food. Like,
what'd you get?
I ate like a trucker who was trying to kill himself but make it look like an accident. For insurance purposes. Honestly. Just make sure my kids get the money. I ate so many biscuits and gravy. Like, I don't even remember. Just drunk at this place at 2 in the morning, and him and his lady friend were nice enough to take me to eat after the bar closed. And I got like, it was like one of these things where there's just 5 plates on my side of the booth. Like, this is stupid. And I only ordered 2 things.
Wow.
Or like some breakfast and biscuits. And I'm like, oh, can I get gravy on the biscuits that come with it? And that was like a whole different order.
Nice.
And it was, oh, man. But Rafe Williams, hilarious dude if you're in the St. Louis area. I don't know how often he travels, but get in. Get
Hell
in
yeah.
On yeah.
Good
get
job.
In on old Rafe Williams.
Good job, Rafe. Put the heat on old Uncle Barbecue.
I sat at the other like the side like, man, fuck. Like, man, oh, this might be the zenith of the audience. They might be tired after this.
Any dates to plug? Anything else coming up?
I guess if you're listening to this on the Tuesday, I'll be in at Altercation Fest in Austin tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then we're going to be at Red Clay this weekend.
Yeah, man. Seriously, come out to Red Clay. It is so much fun. This will be my – it's
– come see us do this live.
Yeah. It's their third year, and I will – this is – I've been there every year, and it's a real hoot. And this year they're moving it to, if you know anything about Atlanta, East Atlanta Village. Just south of Little Five Points. So everything is right there in this same little 2 or 3 block radius, East Atlanta Village, 529, the Earl, a few other places. And like I said, a bunch of shows. You're headlining a show. We're doing a podcast. Nikki Glazer going to be there. It's even a solo performance from Patterson Hood of Driveway Truckers. So it's going to be a hoot. Come see us.
Not there, we'll be at Fox Brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the Albert. Shout out to my buddies at the Albert. Albert, yeah. Or there's a new place we got to go. By the way, my buddy Craig Holzer, I think they're doing – they're smoking a whole hog Saturday night at Lady Bird. He's the sous chef at Lady Bird, which is a new spot that's kicking ass in Atlanta. And looking ahead a few weeks, Seattle, I will be at Laughs Comedy Club October 13th and 14th.
Good town, Seattle.
Yeah, laughscomedyclub.com.
Laughs in Kirkland? No, Laughs is a different spot now.
Yeah, they're in Seattle, Seattle proper. And as of a few days ago, it's kind of a last-minute booking. So as of a few days ago, I wasn't on their listing on the website. But rest assured, I will definitely be there October 13th and 14th doing 4 shows, laughscomedyclub.com. So come say hello if you're in the Seattle area. That's it, buddy. Anything else? I think we covered it all.
Talked for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as actual worthwhile, I think we maybe got 23 minutes.
That's true. That's even being generous, but yeah. All right.
A lot of fat on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fat on
That's
this,
the best part, though.
A lot of fat on this dick. We're not good at this.
1-877 cars for kids.
We're like every episode is still something like, is Kyle talking into a bass drum the whole time? What's that rattling? Stop farting. You guys didn't talk about dinosaurs enough. What the fuck? I guess go listen to Last Podcast on the Left if you want it like with information.
Yeah, they're good.
They are good.
Uh-huh.
They're good at this.
Yeah. Henry Zabrowski, that's a funny dude.
That his characters thing made me laugh real hard.
Speaking of which, if you don't know about
Murder, then why are you listening to us? Go listen to Last Podcast on the Left.
Murder Fist, that's Henry's sketch group.
Yeah,
look up Murder Fist on YouTube and Murder Fist Rehearsal Dinner.
Oh, you showed me that.
Funniest sketch I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
shout out to Henry Zabrowski. Yeah. Murder Fist Rehearsal Dinner. I almost shit my pants. The funniest sketch I've ever seen in my life.
Our comic of the week this week is every other thing that's better than us, than what we do with this podcast. Honestly, if you're listening, thank you. Why? There's so many good podcasts out there. I honestly start, like, the whole reason it started is I listen to My Favorite Murder. I'm like, those two, they just fuck around talking about dead people. We could do that about ghosts.
Yeah.
I should shut up.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and shut up?
All right.
Get out of here.
Hey, don't forget to buy underpants from Will Weldon. Our sponsor. Who's our sponsor this week?
Oh, MacWeldon.com.
Will Weldon's underpants and hugsandbuttholes.com. Don't forget to buy dildos and underpants from Will Weldon's hugsandbuttholes.com.
Oh,
my God. Oh, we got fired.
The Boogie Monster.